Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Dominance. There is about to be complete dominance here on In the Loop. Cabin fever continues.
There sure as hell is.
1 week away from Texans training camp, we got cabin fever. People are downloading old person apps and just putting those all over the internet.
Letting the Russians hack us again.
Explain that.
You heard about that, Figgy. You did it.
Yeah, I heard about it.
Apparently, the government is investigating this face app thing that was it day before yesterday? Yeah. Everybody doing the old face thing?
Yeah, it's been a couple days. A
couple of days ago?
Yeah.
That was a way for the Russians to infiltrate a lot of Americans' information.
Yeah, they said the app got a lot of illegal red flags that,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
it's taking a lot of personal.
And the feds are investigating it now. Too late. You're going to get all those fake stories, all those exaggerated stories, especially come 2020 during the election year. They said, yeah, let's do the face app. It's going to be fun. Let's do that.
Let's get these suckers.
I'm glad I didn't.
You just blame.
Although I guess the Russians have got me one way or another.
It's because there's no football, man. People do crazy stuff when there's not football, which is why we're about to do what we're about to do, and I'm about to dominate Figgy and dominate Lopez.
No, we'll let the Sean Pendergast is going to join us in about an hour. I'm sure he'll give us grades on our drafts.
He won't even know half my guys.
So that's going to bode well for you. I'm going baseball first, then basketball.
Okay.
Then football.
Okay.
We're drafting. Here's what we're doing, guys and girls. We're drafting, is it five players apiece or three players?
Five.
Five players apiece. The greatest fictional baseball players, football players, and basketball players in history. And we're going to make up our teams of five that way.
Deal.
So how are we going to do draft order? Landry, then Figgy, then me, then Figgy, then
it's
you?
It's not a snake draft either. We're not doing that.
It's only three? Draft.
Yeah, because it's only three.
Well, then we better.
So we rotate. We each get a first pick at some point. You can have the first pick in baseball since you covered baseball for such a long time. So you can have the first baseball. We'll start with baseball. Power five.
Figgy has basketball, and you'll have football.
Why does Figgy get basketball?
I just said that.
What the hell is wrong with you?
I just said that randomly.
What the hell is wrong with you, man?
By the way, I had a legitimate race card moment this morning, Figgy.
Let's hear it.
Legit.
Tell me a story, OG.
I felt so bad and so bigoted. So I was working out upstairs, and there's stretching machines and stuff over at Lifetime, and you can see the basketball courts, and I like to watch the guys play basketball. And there was this one dude that I thought always dressed next to me in the little area where I dress. So after everything's done, I go down to the dressing area. He's there. I said, "How'd you play today, man?" He goes, "I didn't play today." I went, "Oh."
Race car!
Oh. Every tall black guy don't play sports.
I was like, my bad. He goes, "I was just lifting today." I was like, oh, thought I saw you over there.
All right, let's start with baseball. Go ahead, J-Lo. Start it off.
All right, I'm going to go with Roy Hobbs, man.
Damn it.
Come on now. Roy Hobbs is on my team. I'll go with him. So then Figgy's next.
And I'm doing
baseball first.
Baseball, okay.
Yeah.
Baseball, I'm going to take Ricky Wild Thing.
Oh,
Vaughn.
You got Ricky Vaughn.
Yep.
Okay, I'm writing it down. The Wild Thing.
I'm going to take Steve Nebraska.
Oh, I remember. That's
best
a horrible
baseball,
pick.
Best baseball player to ever play in a movie. Brendan Fraser in The Scouts. Not only did he throw a perfect game with 27 pitches or whatever it was, with 81 total pitches, he struck out everybody on three pitches. He also hit switch. He used a switch hitter who hit multiple home runs from both sides of the plate.
Yeah, yeah.
Steve Nebraska makes Roy Hobbs look like freaking Tyler White.
Cool story, bro. I already won this draft. at least against you, because that is a third round pick or a fourth round pick. Because he's kind of under the radar. I had him
under
on my
the radar.
List.
My butt.
I had him on my list.
Did you watch him play?
All right. So my
Steve
turn.
Steve Nebraska.
I'm gonna go with Willie Mays Hayes.
Ah, man.
from Major League.
All right.
Figgy?
Yep. I'm going to go with Stan Ross from Mr. 3000.
Yep. Yep.
He was washed up.
Mm-hmm.
I got some crappy squads right now.
I am killing it. All right, Mr. Steve Nebraska in the first round.
I'm going to go with Can't Get Right from Life. He was the next Josh Gibson. Can't Get Right. Go ahead and look at the tape. Can't Get Right is on Team Landry as we
what
continue
movie was
the
that?
Life. Eddie Murphy.
You
Martin
sure
Martz.
Are having to explain your picks a lot.
Eddie Murphy,
Let
Martin
me tell you
Martz.
About Steve Nebraska.
I'm a good scout.
Let me
I'm
tell
a good
you about
scout.
Can't Get Right.
I'm a
life.
Good scout.
Your team.
I'm a good scout. I don't sit here and take the basic
Your
the basic
team
stuff.
Blows.
Steve Nebraska, Can't Get Right.
All right. My turn. I'm going to go with Benny the Jet Rodriguez.
That's good. That's cute.
Mm-hmm.
That's cute.
All right.
From Sandlot.
Killing you, fool.
We're doing the Power 5 movie drafts. Baseball's right now. Then we're going to go basketball. Then we're going to go football in the loop. We're trying to overcome our cabin fever 7 days away from training camp. Figgy, tell the people who you have on your squad right now and then make your third pick.
I got Ricky Vaughn and I got Stan Ross.
All right. So who's next?
My third pick will be Mel Clark.
Mel Clark, what was that from?
Angels in the Outfield.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Jeez.
Yeah, I remember that dude. All right.
I want a good clubhouse.
Okay, first, should you explain who you're picking first, yeah. or are you just going to give us the name?
I'm probably going to have to.
Okay, so there was this backup.
I'm going to have to. you're on to something. I'm definitely going to have to.
Okay.
All right. I need some chemistry in the clubhouse.
Good God Almighty.
I need a guy who, during the grind of the baseball season.
You're going to finish, 62 and 100.
He's going to loosen him up. He's going to loosen up my team. I already got the best baseball player in Steve Nebraska. I got Can't Get Right, who is a legend. If it weren't for racism, mm-hmm. we would all know who he was. Race car! What better person to loosen your clubhouse?
Bill Smith.
Than Richard Pryor. Charlie Snow.
Yeah.
From the Bingo Long Traveling All-Stars and Motor Kings. Charlie Snow. Is joining Team Landry.
That wasn't a bad pick. That wasn't a bad pick. You still had to explain him, which doesn't mean it's a great pick, but it wasn't a bad pick. I'm going to next pick Nuke LaLoosh. Nuke LaLoosh is the pitcher from Bull Durham.
He barely made the majors.
He had more skill, more talent than anyone on the field.
Barely made the majors.
And then he had a long career there. Nuke LaLoosh.
What a terrible pick.
That's
Figgy?
A great pick.
All right. I'm going to go with Bobby Rayburn.
Okay. From the fan. Wesley Snipes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. I see that.
Okay.
All right. I've got a guy who loosens up my clubhouse.
You got a crappy team.
And the reason I drafted him is because I'm going to bring in someone who has some character concerns. You might remember him from Major League 2.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Jack Parkman. He was eventually traded to the White Sox, but he's one of the best to do it. Here's a taste of the kind of swag I'm getting on my squad.
Jack, being new to the club, how do you feel about the way things have gone for the Indians so far?
I'm the only winner on the team. The rest of them are losers, either by choice or by birth.
Swag.
God, you have an awful team, man.
My squad is good.
You picked someone from Major League 2.
Yeah, Jack Parkman. He was good. One of the best. He was an MVP.
Gabbage.
He was an MVP. As far as overall baseball, my team's not even close.
You're right. It's not. It's not close at all.
It's way more talented.
All right. My final pick. I'm going to go with Moonlight Graham from Field of Dreams. The great Moonlight Graham.
Okay.
Okay. I'm just killing you fools. Go ahead, Figgy.
All right. My last pick. I think this is the coolest dude ever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
going
to go with G-Baby from Hardball.
I know G-Baby. I mean, I don't know him personally. From Hardball.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
The hell is wrong with you guys?
Your team blows.
My scouting department
it
is
blows
so ahead of y'all. It's
hard.
Ridiculous. Okay. Well, you know what? It's cool that you're talking all this smack, Because I dare you to say it to the face of the badass I'm bringing on my squad right now. You know why?
Yeah.
He'll ride his motorcycle right over your damn foot and then ride his motorcycle all over your yard.
I know who you're going
to
say.
Kelly Lee!
Good God.
Welcome to the team, Kelly, from Bad News Bears. Come on down. You're joining Team Landry. What a squad I've got.
Yeah, what a squad that is.
What a squad I've got.
What a squad that is. To refresh your memory, Landry has Steve Nebraska,
a guy who pitched a perfect game with three pitches per batter. On
Can't Get Right from Life. Charlie Snow from the Bingo All-Star. I remember that movie. It was a good movie.
Bingo
and the Traveling All-Stars.
Traveling All-Stars and Motor Kings, also known as Richard Pryor.
Jack Partman from Major League 2.
Badass.
And Kelly Lee from Bad News Bears.
Yep.
Figgy's got the second best team. Ricky Vaughn, Stan Ross, Mel Clark, Bobby Rayburn, and G-Baby, and there is no one on the planet that can compete with this team. Roy Hobbs, Willie Mays Hayes, Benny the Jet Rodriguez, Nuke LaLoosh, the pitcher from Bull Durham, and Moonlight Graham from Field of Dreams.
Okay.
Over. This game is over. Over.
713-572-4610. Who won the baseball? Now on to basketball. And I guess for whatever reason, John Lopez says Figgy gets to start the basketball.
What reason might that have been?
Figgy, go ahead. Go ahead and give us the baseball. We're overcoming our cabin fever here on In the Loop. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Drafting our Power Five in baseball, football, basketball movies. Figgy, start us off with the hoops.
I'm going to go with Jesus Shuttlesworth.
Oh, Jesus Shuttlesworth.
Yeah, that's easy.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I'm going to go with Old Man Shep from Above the Rim.
Okay.
The OG. The only guy who can be the best player on a court against a bunch of guys that are 20 years younger than him, and he can do so wearing khakis and a long-sleeve flannel with a practice jersey over it. Shout out to Nutso. The rest of this draft, I'm dedicating the rest of this draft to Nutso.
I'm going to go with Jimmy Chitwood from Hoosiers.
He can't play in today's league.
Come on now.
Too slow.
All right, Figgy.
I'm going to go with Kyle Lee Watson from Above the Rim.
Okay.
Love me some Kyle Watson. Hey, you got to spread those fingers, though. Got to tell him to spread those fingers if he wants to go to Georgetown.
Okay. And you?
I'm going to go with Neon from Blue Chips.
Oh, you bastard.
Neon from Blue Chips.
Neon Boudreau.
Also known as Shaquille O'Neal.
Mm-hmm. I like that pick. That's the only pick you've made all day that I like.
He's got integrity, too, because he didn't take any extra money or anything.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say Billy Hoyle from White Man Can't Jump.
What was my next pick?
I see a trend going on with my team so far.
Yeah, slow. Slow. Shooters.
I'm going to go with Sidney Dean.
Sidney Dean?
Yes.
Is that your cousin? who's Sidney Dean?
White Man Can't Jump.
Sidney. My bad, Figgy.
What do you mean is that his cousin?
I was just being smart, Alec.
How are you talking about, man?
All right. Yeah, I didn't.
All right. So okay. I already got Neon. I'm going to go Twin Towers. I'm going to go Saleh from Air Up There.
Mm-hmm.
Saleh and Neon, my Twin Towers, they're going to join Old Man Shep. Good Lord, that's too much muscle for you, J-Lo.
No, it's not. No, it's not. I'm going to go with... this is a tough one. I'm going to go with Moses Guthrie from The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh, also known as Dr. J.
Yeah, okay. Good for you.
Yeah, Dr. J, good for me. Moses Guthrie, Fish That Saved Pittsburgh. Okay?
Okay.
Figgy?
You got a terrible squad, by the way, John.
This is a squad.
That is a slow team.
Oh, yeah. Dr. J's real slow. Go ahead, Figgy.
All right, I'm going to go with Jamal Jeffries from Juana, man.
Okay.
Good Lord, man.
What's wrong with that? That's a good pick.
What is that? That's a good pick. Figgy?
Yeah, say it to his face.
That's right.
I'm going to go with Lewis Scott.
And?
Do I need to tell you who that is?
Yes.
Dude, it's the only guy on this list that is so good at basketball that people kidnap him before a game. Lewis Scott from Celtic Pride, also known as Damon Wayans, the star guard for the Utah Jazz.
Almighty, you overthink things. My turn? I'm going to go with... just to keep the theme going, I'm going to go with Jackie Moon from Semi-Pro.
Wow. It's a very white team. Dr. J.
Race car!
You got four white guys and Dr. J.
Go ahead.
All right, I'm going to go with Uncle Drew from the movie Uncle Drew.
Oh, that's good.
That's a terrible pick.
That's good.
All right, so I got my Twin Towers. I got Neon and I got Saleh. I got my small forward, Old Man Shep. I got my shooting guard in Lewis Scott. I need a point guard, so I'm going to go with Butch McRae from Blue Chips, also known by his government name of Penny Hardaway.
Okay.
My basketball squad's so much better than y'all's right now.
Not really. Not really at all. All right, so your teams are completed. I'm getting the last pick. I'm going to go with Air Bud.
We knew this. Well,
I knew he was going to take
that was the most predictable thing ever.
Air Bud is unstoppable.
That was so
he
predictable.
He has trouble with dogs. I mean, he loved dogs.
We knew that was coming. So there's the basketball. We're overcoming our cabin fever in the loop. Movie drafts in baseball, basketball. We'll put these up on Twitter at Lopez on Sports, at Landry Locker. We'll put them up. Now it's time for the football portion of this, and I'm going to start by taking a quarterback. I need a quarterback that's a dual threat. I need a guy that's got a little bit of swagger but has overcome his past obstacles. So I got to go with Willie Beeman.
Yeah, Willie Beeman's a good one. I go second this time, I think. You're going with Willie Beeman. I'm going to go need a quarterback too, right? I'm going to go with Ronnie Sunshine Bass.
From Remember the Titans?
Remember the Titans, yeah.
You probably could have gotten him in the fifth, but okay.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Steve Nebraska. Okay.
Best ball player in movie history.
Figgy?
I'm going to go with Deacon Moss from Longest Yard.
Yeah.
That's Michael Irvin. Damn you, man. He was on my board. Remember when he roughed up Paul Crewe out there in the schoolyard?
Crewe!
Adam Sandler?
Yeah.
All right, my next pick. I already got my quarterback that's got some wheels.
Mm-hmm.
Get me a running back. I need me a running back that was a Heisman Trophy contender. All I got to do is tell this guy to stay away from that evil witch that keeps ruining his life. Mm-hmm. Forrest Gump, come on down. Yep. You're on my squad. Forrest Gump's my running back.
Forrest Gump is a special teams player. You reached right there, no doubt about that. I'm going to go with a real two-way player that can just be absolutely dominant, can go anywhere he wants. Charles Jefferson from Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Ooh, he's a monster. Hey, stay away from that car, though.
Yeah, no
as long
kidding.
As we stay away from that car, we should be okay.
Yeah. Figgy?
I'm going to go with Luther Short LeVay from Any Given Sunday.
Yep. Shark, Any Given. All right, your turn.
All right, I already got Forrest Gump, so my team's not that bright.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby Boucher.
Bobby Boucher from The Waterboy.
Bobby Boucher will be my linebacker. Mm-hmm. I like your guy a little bit better, but I had to get someone on defense, so Bobby Boucher, come on down.
All right, I'm getting a steal in the third round, man. I'm going to go with Rod Tidwell from Jerry Maguire. Absolute steal. Show me the money.
Maybe a top 20 receiver in the league, maybe.
He's the highest paid receiver in the league, man.
Yeah, I don't Figgy? Know about that one.
I'm going to go with Joe Kingman from The Game Plan.
Joe Kingman. Okay. Go ahead.
I'm going to go two running backs. So I'm going to get Meggett from The Longest Yard, also known as Nelly.
Yeah.
If he hadn't hurt his knee, they wouldn't have had to run that gimmicky play
so
at the end of the game.
Oh, you got a guy with an ACL. Good job.
Yeah, so I got, yeah, that's okay. ACLs aren't that big of a deal.
Good job.
We don't know that it was an ACL or not. Meggett, come on down.
I've got some monsters on my team, absolute monsters, and I'm going to add another one. Julius Campbell from Remember the Titans.
Oh, man. Left side.
Yeah.
Strong side.
Yep. All right, Figgy.
All right, I'm going to go with Cheeseburger Eddie.
Cheeseburger Eddie.
From Longest Yard?
Yeah. Yep.
I can tell you like that movie.
Yes, yeah, it's all right.
All right, your last pick.
All right, I need someone to protect my quarterback and my running backs. Got my star defender, so I'm going to need an offensive lineman. Billy Bob from Varsity Blues. Billy Bob, get your fat ass down here. You're on my squad.
All right.
Bring the pig, too.
I'm trying to remember the name.
Also known as Bacon.
Let me find it. Hold on a second. I got it right here. I promise.
Laughing Figgy. Laughing Figgy.
No, I got it.
Laughing Figgy.
I got it. Oh, actually,
your pick.
Figgy wants to pick.
Make your pick.
Go ahead and pick.
Laughing.
Yeah.
All right. So the one I'm about to pick is Ricky from Boys in the Hood.
Yeah, that's not who I was going to take.
He's dead, dude.
Huh?
You can't pick dead people. What do you want, Lopez to take Bertier and reunite him with Julius? You can't take dead people.
The Bertier, that's very, Oh, you had Shark already. That's what I was thinking of.
Lopez wasn't prepared for the draft.
No, I have it.
Damn shame, OG.
I was thinking Shark, and I messed it up.
Damn shame, OG.
So I'm going to say, I'm going to go with...
Who cares anymore?
I'm thinking I'm going to go with Billy Bob from Varsity Blues.
I just took him.
You took Billy Bob?
Yeah.
All right.
Look at the OG. You're going with four. Lopez is going with four. Lopez is going with four. He wasn't ready to go.
Oh, Turley. I got the badasses. I'll take Turley.
Turley from The Longest Yard, the guy with the ping pong.
Yeah.
The wrestler, the great Khali.
Yeah.
Congratulations to you. Sorry he didn't want you originally, Turley. Yeah. Take it out on him. We'll possess. Yeah. Just like you've been known to
do people. I got
the
baddest asses there.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you, overcoming our cabin fever. That's the Power 5 draft right there. I don't even need your input, but if you want to give it, 713-572-4610.
We all know who won.
We all know I dominated that, so
yeah, sure.
No surprise here. But we'll put that up at Lopez on Sports, maybe at sportsradio610.com. Let's go around the NFL, and this is going to be a special edition of Around the NFL. We're going to discuss Baker Mayfield's tale of love, and a friend of the show who usually appears on this very day is now working for the enemy.
Yep.
We'll tell you who and what next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.